My name is Brian Wright. Welcome to more 78 RPM fun on the Shellac Stack. St. Patrick's Day is still a few weeks away, but who says you need an excuse to listen to some good Irish music? That's a nice record by Patrick J. Cawley to open up this edition of the Shellac Stack. The tune was The Traveler, and that was recorded by Columbia Records in New York sometime around 1930, issued on Columbia 33383-F. That's from Columbia's Green Label Foreign and Ethnic Music series. And I couldn't find that listed in any of the discographies I have. It wasn't in the Columbia Master Book, so I can only guess as to the date, although I found a tangential reference online to a Dick Spotswood's discography, which suggested that may have been recorded in New York. But still, a fine, fine record that I enjoy a lot. And that welcomes us to this edition of the Shellac Stack, a program featuring 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. And today's program, we've got a really varied playlist for you. I've found that over the last few weeks, months, and year, I have a real tendency to go for those dance bands, much as I like them. We're not going to hear too many dance bands today, but I think it's still a really good program. We're going to start with Frank Banta at the piano and David Grupp on the drums. This is a Pathé Actuel record, 021113. It's a Frank Banta composition, something he wrote in collaboration with Peter DeRose. Recorded in New York City, March of 1924, Frank Banta's signature tune, something of an upside-down kitten on the keys. This is called Upright and Grand. ¶¶
year, then I'll be over. But where will your people be? They never thought much of me. They're gone to a show, oh yeah, then I'll be over. I cannot tell you just how anxious I've been. I think the operator's listening in. You're gonna be home tonight. Will everything be all right? You never can tell, oh yeah, then I'll be over.
I don't know about you, but that sounds kind of like Arthur Hall to me, singing the vocal chorus on You Gonna Be Home Tonight, a recording made by Bob Herring and a studio orchestra under the pseudonym of the Dixie Daisies on the Cameo label number 8277 from June 23rd, or thereabouts, 1928, recorded in New York City. Before that, it was Frank Banta and David Grupp, Upright and Grand, from a Pathé Actuel record of March 1924. Incidentally, if you like that Frank Banta record, some years ago I collected all of Frank Banta's solo recordings for a CD on my Rivermont label called, what else? Upright and Grand, Novelty Piano Solos, 1923 to 1930. And that is on there along with about two dozen more piano solos and piano and drum things that Frank Banta recorded in the mid to late 1920s. I think Frank Banta has been sadly neglected in the years since he was so popular back in the 20s. I mean, just what a technique the guy had, what inventive arrangements he crafted of some well-known pop tunes of the day. Most of the records on the CD are electrically recorded. This early one happens to be acoustic, but if acoustic sound turns you off, don't let that dissuade you from considering the CD, because most of it sounds quite a bit better than that. But still, I love that performance, Upright and Grand, one of my all-time favorite pianists, Frank Banta. Well, I promised some fun on this edition of the Shellac Stack, and this next record, if this doesn't do it for you, I don't know what will. This is, well, he's credited on the label as Red Pepper Sam. This is a record I picked up in Japan some years ago. The performer is actually Billy Costello, fellow who did the voice of Popeye the Sailor in all those great Max Fleischer cartoons. The tune is Nobody's Sweetheart. This was recorded in New York City, October 27th, 1931. Really fun thing. Just get a load of this. Red Pepper Sam, Nobody's Sweetheart.
You're nobody's sweetheart now. They don't baby you somehow. Now fancy holes, silk and gown. You'd be out of place in your own hometown when you walk down that avenue. I just can't believe that it's you. Now painted lips, painted eyes, wearing a bird of paradise. It all seems wrong somehow. That you're nobody's sweetheart now.
Do
Undoubtedly a record that's best taken in small doses, but hey, when was the last time I subjected you to a laughing record? That's credited on the label simply as the Laughing Record Number 2, and then in parentheses, the singing lesson. No artist credit is given for probably obvious reasons. That's a Vocalion reissue from the late 1930s, Vocalion 4288. probably recorded, though, back around 1923, 1924, at about the time of the original OK Laughing record, which happens to be the flip side, but you get to hear that one a bit more often than the Laughing record number two, so I thought we'd listen to that. Before that, Billy Costello masquerading as Red Pepper Sam on a British Rex 78, number 8233, recorded in New York in 1931. That was Nobody's Sweetheart. Thanks so much for stopping by and tuning in, listening to Old 78s with me. It's always a pleasure to have your company as we listen to music of the first half of the 20th century. And today, we're going from piano solos to dance bands to Irish fiddling to, let's see, what have we got next? Oh, a nice vocal from the Jack Teeter Trio, recorded for the London label in 1949. Jack Teeter sings a song I've always liked called Take Another Guess. This is London 525.
So you think I'll sit around and cry the day you say toodaloo goodbye? Oh yeah, take another guess. So you think no one can fill your shoes when you're gone? I'm gonna sing the blues. Oh yeah, take another guess. If you go your way, then I'll go my way. And if you do as well as I do, honey, you'll do okay. So you think I'll die of loneliness? The deep blue sea is my next address. Oh yeah, take another guess. Sit around and cry the day you say toodaloo goodbye. Oh yeah, take another guess. So you think no one can fill your shoes, and when you're gone I'm going to sing the blues. Oh yeah, take another guess. If you go your way, then I'll go my way. And if you do as well as I do, honey, you'll do okay. So you think I'll die of loneliness, and the deep blue sea is my next address. Oh yeah,
yuck, 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 yuck.
Take another guess. If you go your way, then I'll go my way. And if you do as well as I do, honey, you do okay. So you think I'll die of loneliness, the deep blue sea's my next address. Oh yeah, take another guess.
Well, if the number of Jack Teeter records I have come across in the last few years is any indication, he seems to have been a pretty big seller back around 1949 and 1950 for Capitol Records. I've come across quite a few. That's one that I like, though, called Take Another Guess. And to me, Jack Teeter has something of the Arthur Godfrey sound in his voice and delivery, and that's okay with me. Nice and relaxed. London 525, as I said, from about 1949. We're going to change it up now and give you some old-time music from Kelly Harrell. Actually, what we're going to do is first listen to Kelly Harrell himself singing on a Victor record, number 20657, recorded in Camden, New Jersey, March 23rd, 1927. It's a tune called In the Shadow of the Pine. And after that, we'll hear Jimmy Rogers, the singing brakeman, recorded later that same year in Camden, New Jersey, November 30th, 1927. And it's Victor 21142. Jimmy Rogers is going to be singing a Kelly Harrell song called A Way Out on the Mountain. It's a little old time, what they used to call hillbilly music for you now. First, Kelly Harrell to sing In the Shadow of the Pine.
We want
wandered beneath the shadows of the pine, my love and I, while the winds was blowing gently o'er the sea. Then a sad and fateful darkness strolled across the stormy tide, and a shadow came between my love and I. You asked me for those letters that you written long ago, but for them I could not give to you, my dear. Let me keep them to remember of those days of long ago. Let me keep them to remember you, my dear. Come back to me, sweetheart, and love me as before. Back to me, sweetheart, and leave me nevermore. O'er life's dark pathway, the sun no longer shines. Come, love, and meet me in the shadows of the pine. I gave you not one glance, you cast at me as you held the jewel twinkling in your hand. And then you turned and cast it in the waters of the sea, while the waves were splashing idly on the sand. Come back to me, sweetheart, and love me as before. Back to me, sweetheart, and leave me nevermore. O'er life's dark pathway, the sun no longer shines. Come, love, and meet me in the shadows of the pine.
For a farewell trip, kiss Susie Jane goodbye at the fountain. I'm going, says I, to the land of the sky, way out on the mountain, where the wild sheep grow and the buffalo low. And the squirrels are so many you can't count them. Then I'll make love to some turtle dove way out on the mountain. Holy, holy, and the rain and the hail comes bouncing, I'll wrap myself in a grizzly bear coat way out on the mountain. Holy, holy, snakes of isle and the zebras wild, and the beavers paddle on walking cane. Then I'll send my boots with the buffalo hide away out on the mountain. Hoodle-dee-hoo-lay. The whippoorwill sing me to sleep at night, and the eagle roost on the rocks of Spontane. I'll feast on the meat and the honey so sweet way out on the mountain. Holy, holy.
The music of Kelly Harrell here on the Shellac Stack. Kelly Harrell, a performer I have a little affinity for because he and I share a birth date, and he also came from Southwest Virginia, as did I. He was born and raised not all that far from where I was. Kelly Harrell's recording career was rather brief. He recorded only from about 1925 to 1929, and although he sang on records, he supposedly did not play any instruments, so he required backup musicians on all of his recordings. We started with In the Shadow of the Pine, a record he made in Camden, New Jersey in March of 1927, and after that we heard Jimmy Rogers sing a tune that Kelly Harrell wrote called A Way Out on the Mountain. Jimmy Rogers recorded that in Camden, New Jersey, November of 1927, both of those records on the Victor label. More piano for you now. If you've listened to this program any length of time, you know that I'm really partial to those novelty pianists of the 1920s and 30s, and we're going to listen to two more of them now. First, a Brunswick record made in Chicago in April of 1930, an Irving Berlin tune, Putting on the Ritz, played for us by Paul Estabrook, Brunswick 4800. After that, one of my all-time favorite pianists, Ray DaCosta, on his Master's Voice, a British record, number B3877, recorded in London, May 20th, 1931. It's that wonderful Jimmy McHugh song, Blue Again. But just listen to what she does with it. Ray DaCosta always sounds so fluid in her playing and has such wonderful, creative, lush arrangements. It's always a joy to listen to her, and what a shame that she was struck down before she was even 30 years old. I want to say it was peritonitis. Something nasty, though. But she did record quite extensively before her untimely passing, and we'll listen to one of those records now. But first, here's Paul Estabrook, Putting on the Ritz. Thank you. Well, if you like that, maybe I can put in one more little plug for a Rivermont CD that I helped produce, one called Dainty Debutantes, which features female novelty pianists of the 1930s. That particular record is not on there, but Ray DaCosta is well represented on that CD, and just it's full of these wonderful, lush, virtuosic arrangements of pop tunes of the 1920s and 30s, most of them recorded in London, though we had a few on the CD from Australia and a couple, I believe, from the United States as well. But a CD that obviously I would recommend highly because I helped put it together. But if you want to purchase it, I think you would enjoy it. And your purchase would help to support the Shellac Stack if you do it through Rivermont Records. So just go over to www.rivermontrecords.com and look for Dainty Debutantes, the CD is called. It's catalog number BSW1149, and it is a good CD, one of my favorites. Before that, Paul Estabrook, Putting on the Ritz, Brunswick Record 4800 from April of 1930. Well, as you undoubtedly know by now, this past week we lost author Harper Lee, whose famous book To Kill a Mockingbird in the early 60s became a standard of high school, middle and high school English course literature. It's something that I read back when I was in middle or high school. And of course, that wonderful film with Gregory Peck. So in honor of Harper Lee, I thought we would listen to something having to do with mockingbirds. And the first thing that came to mind was Listen to the Mockingbird. We're going to hear it performed for us by Brother Bones and His Shadows, tempo TR698 from about 1948. Brother Bones playing the bones and whistling on this, and there's some nice clarinet in here too. I think it's Joe Derensborg. But have a listen to this. I doubt Harper Lee ever did. I don't know what she would have thought of this, but because it has Mockingbird in the title, we'll play it for her. Here it is. Thank you. In honor of the late Harper Lee, we started that set with Listen to the Mockingbird, played by Brother Bones and His Shadows, Tempo Records number 698 from about 1948. And after that, we heard the flautist, Darius Lyons. I've been told it's actually flutist, despite those who would say flautist. Anyway, Darius Lyons, A Thing Called the Wren, which was credited to DeMar, recorded in Camden, New Jersey, way, way, way back, February 12th, 1908. So just a shade over its 108th birthday, but sounding pretty good all these years later. And with those records, we approach the end of today's Stack of Shellac here on the Shellac Stack program. My name is Brian Wright. Thanks, as always, for joining me, for tuning in. If you enjoyed the program, why not tell your friends? Maybe they would enjoy tuning in as well. And as I like to say, if you didn't enjoy it, don't tell anybody. Just keep it to yourself. But no, I would love it if you would help to spread the word about the Shellac Stack. And I hope we'll see you back here next time for more 78 RPM records of the first half of the 20th century. I'm going to leave you with something a little unusual. This is a record that the Victor label put out in probably about 1927, judging by the catalog number, though this does not show up in any discography that I have found. It's Victor 20968, recorded in a garden in Oxted, England. The title of the record is Dawn in an Old World Garden. And essentially what you're going to hear is 3.5 minutes of birdsong, outdoor noises, and the like. I don't know how well this would have played on most people's acoustic credenzas back in 1927. I suppose I could take it to a friend who has one and find out, but it's remarkably well recorded considering the low volume and considering how much surface noise 78s are prone to having. This actually plays back pretty well. So we take you now to finish off to a garden in Oxted, England, circa 1927. We'll see you next time for more 78s on the Shellac Stack. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.